Okay, I'm going to call the Canaryville Planning and Zoning Meeting for July 2nd, 2026 to order. And if we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Public forum? Okay. Moving on. Approval of the June 4th, 2026 meeting minutes.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes from 6/4/26.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I said aye.
Oh, okay. I just...
Too quiet over here.
Okay, accessory dwelling unit ordinance.
So I've had a couple of calls in the last few weeks about builders that are asking what our accessory dwelling unit requirements are. And we don't have anything officially on the books. In the past, I know, from what I understand, you've always just said that you were going to follow whatever the county says. So I printed off what I can find is the latest of the county's regulations. And so basically on page 3, I highlighted in yellow the requirements that they have. And I know if you go on their website, they'll tell you exactly what zones you can, you know, put an accessory dwelling unit in. And if you don't know what that is, basically it's just a mother-in-law cottage. They're saying it has to be 800 square feet or less. And what I was going to recommend is that if you guys are okay and the board's okay, if we could officially write up an ordinance that says what you will allow for an accessory dwelling unit. So as we're finishing up codifying our ordinances, we can add that to it, and anybody that has these questions, I can just send them to the website. So it's all just on there. So if you want to follow the county's recommendations, then we can do that. And we don't need to vote on it all tonight. I was just hoping that you could take it home or think about it or do your own research. And if you want to continue following what the county recommends, we can do that. Or if you want to change anything, like if you want to allow your mother-in-law cottage to be bigger or smaller, or, you know, the setbacks to be different, or you care if it's connected or not connected to the house, all these things, you know, just, you can make it to be whatever you want, or we can follow what the county recommends. But I was just thinking you could think about it for a month, and then next month we could officially vote on it, and then I can start writing something up if you're okay. So, what do you think?
I'm going to agree with
you. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, kick that can right off.
Yeah, right. We'll kick it to the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
I ran through it now. It all seems fairly reasonable.
Yeah, it doesn't seem so bad.
I know the biggest concerns would be, yes, you're putting a second living quarters on one hookup. That's always been our biggest concern with the trailers and everything else. So as we continue to allow mother-in-law cottages and stuff, it just means that you'd be having basically a second residence on one hookup. And same with this, the septic tank.
So,
things to think about.
They'd have to prove the septic tank was big enough to handle it.
Yeah, that's easy.
Or replace
it either
the
is
septic.
Or it isn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we would just add all those things into the requirements, and so just things to think about. If you're okay with it or not okay with it, just ponder it, and we'll put it on it next month.
Consider it pondered.
What does town council think?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, instead of us constantly saying, well, refer to the county, or, I mean, if we're basically going to copy the county, we might as well just put it in our own ordinance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with it. I think we need to clarify it. I kind of feel like, you know, like going through the Rogowski situation where they were constantly asking us what's allowed, what's not. I mean, they kind of, I felt like it was a little overboard. They wanted us to just tell them everything under the sun, which was a little ridiculous. However, I think parts of our ordinance are kind of vague.
Yeah. Agree. Okay. Good plan, Heidi.
We will make that happen next month.
Okay.
You got here just in time.
He didn't want to be too early. Any other announcements?
None.
Just come to the 4th of July. It's going to be super fun, and everybody's worked really hard, so there's going to be so much food. Please come.
Come see all the strange words in town.
Okay. Then I'm going to need a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion that we adjourn.
I will second the motion.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
And that's it.
Adjourn.